Clearly, the situation in Los Angeles is complicated. LA has a long history of gang violence and also a rich culture of diversity. But what about the rest of the country? To talk about that, we're joined by Janet Murguia, president of the National Council of La Raza, a leading Hispanic civil rights and advocacy organization. And we're also joined by Mark Morial, president and CEO of the National Urban League, a leading civil rights and advocacy organization for African Americans. Welcome, both of you, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Now, I know it's hard to generalize, but setting the violence aside, do you think the situation here in Los Angeles is typical of Black-Latino relations or unusual? Janet Murguia, why don't you start?
Well, I think it's what we're seeing is that there's more and more of these issues emerging, and I think that we're seeing that the tensions are real, but yet it's more difficult, it seems, to find venues like Homeboy Industries and other nonprofits that can have the funding to fully support efforts to bring these communities, especially the youth of these communities, together. And I think that that's an important, real important part of the solution, is to have these venues where at a younger age we can see young blacks and Latinos having a chance to come together and have that better understanding. So I do think that the tensions are real and that they're growing.
Mark Morial?
I think these tensions are sort of an early warning signal that the nation has a series of challenges in the 21st century that we haven't prepared ourselves to deal with. And I think Janet is right that among young people, so much more has to be done, because many times black and Latino youth share many of the same circumstances, schools that are not doing the best job, neighborhoods where opportunities are limited, a whole host of similar problems. And I think that it goes beyond simply territorial race. I think it also touches on economics and educational disparities. So this is an early warning signal, because so many of the communities across the nation have growing Latino population side by side with historic African American populations and communities. I'm in Newark today, and a growing Latino community here, and certainly a historic African American community, and together they are a majority of this city. So I think we're dealing with an early warning sign, which means we have to redouble our efforts. And
Mr. Morial, just if I can ask, we have only a couple of minutes to talk about this very rich topic. So I wanted to say, speaking of the fact that Latinos are growing in numbers in this country, and what do you say to Latinos who note that they are now the largest minority group in the U.S. and that they need and want recognition, policy recognition, commensurate with their national presence? What do you say?
I say right on. I think that it is important in the richness of the nation that they are afforded that respect. But I also think that we have to not shy away from the difficult issues of the fact that the economic conditions in many communities, the educational systems in many communities, are not serving African Americans or Latinos well.
Janet Murguia, why don't you pick up on that point?
Sure.
Hold on a second. What do you say to African Americans who say that illegal immigrants are depressing the wages of legal black workers who are already feel that they're discriminated against, and even that the language Latino leaders sometimes use, emphasizing that they are the largest minority group, sort of sends a message, blacks, get out of the way? What do you say to that?
Yeah, there's two things. One, on the immigrant issue, I say let's make sure we identify the issues that can protect the interests of all workers and make sure that we use this as a catalyst for that. And then on the other issue, I think you're right, Michelle, in that there are ways to characterize the growth of the Latino community that sometimes end up creating a wedge and creating more divisions, and we have to resist that, because I think instead of saying the Latino community is growing, people say that now we're the largest majority of minority population, which is true, but sometimes the way it's presented as a way so that should be a threat to African Americans or anyone else. And we need to make sure that this is framed in a way where we clearly identify the fact that now we have two large segments of the African American community, the Hispanic community, that have more issues now that unite us than divide us, and focus our attention on addressing those issues and leveraging the strength of both of those communities to address those issues.
We often hear, and we're down to our last minute or so, but we often hear leaders like yourselves speaking in this way about the Black and Brown Alliance and the need to come together around common challenges. But do you think that there are racist attitudes on the ground, perhaps in both communities, that need to be addressed? For example, in Los Angeles, federal authorities convicted four Latino gang members of engaging in a conspiracy to drive blacks out of the neighborhood. In effect, they were trying to ethnically cleanse the neighborhood. So do you think there are racist attitudes that need to be addressed? And Janet and Mark, can you pick up very briefly?
I do think that there are issues at the local level, and you're right. Oftentimes, some of the conversations and the reaching out that's occurred among the Black and Brown communities happens more at the national level. And we need to make sure that we're building in more opportunities for that understanding at the local level, at the grassroots level, because what we're finding is that these communities are being more and more integrated. We're seeing more blacks and Latinos living together, but at the same time, they're not talking to each other, and we don't have these programs that create venues for them to be able to connect.
Janet Murguia, forgive me. Mark Morial, forgive me. We have to leave it there.
Okay.
Janet Murguia is president and CEO of the National Council of La Raza. Mark Morial is president and CEO of the National Urban League. Thank you both.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.